33,000 people are being laid off, right? Stores are closing as we speak. We'll close by the end of the month, so folks are, you know, wondering what's going to happen next. Toys R Us employees have historically received severance when stores have closed, but this time, you know, as of February this year, they heard from their managers that things were going to be okay, the stores were going to be, were going to stay open. Then on in the middle of March, they abruptly got the notice that no, instead everything is shutting down. And there's no severance. There's no severance. There's, you know, folks are going to be, you know, they're not going to do anything to look after whether or not employees are able to pay bills, employees are able to, you know, pay rent, care for families, et cetera, in the period that they're looking for other work.
And given that situation, you had requested that the state suspend future investments, right, in KKR? Was that actually what you said here?
Yeah, that they halt new commitments to new investments with KKR, at least pending review of this, but we're asking that they halt them until they pay fair severance to Toys R Us employees, right? They have ample money. The two founders of KKR took home more than $400 million in income last year. So they're not hurting for money, you know, unlike the Toys R Us employees who were left with nothing.